Hey, can we talk? I know we're supposed to be in a fight right now, technically, but honestly, there's no one else I'd rather talk to right now. You're my best friend, and I don't want to talk to anybody else about this but you. And I think it would be good if we do talk. I feel like there's some things I need to get off my chest, so we've had a little bit of time to cool down. Can I talk to you at least? Okay, let's get comfortable and sit on the couch. I want to start off by saying I hate fighting with you. I just want to love you all the time, and I know as human beings we're gonna have disagreements and think differently about things, but I don't like fighting with you. I really don't. I try to avoid it, and okay, I'll get into that in a minute, but I don't want us to fight, but I know sometimes we might have disagreements and differences on things, and usually, like I said, I try to avoid fighting with you, and I try not to, let anything get too blown out of proportion, but with this specific thing, I had to stand my ground because it's something that's really important to me. And as you know, based on some of my past relationships and situationships and all sorts of ships, this was a constant problem, at least for me. And I feel like I need to let you know how I feel about it and talk to you about it and address it with you so that it doesn't become a bigger underlying issue in our relationship. So I don't know how to, like, I'm trying to hold back, you know, like, I feel like saying it outright. Sometimes when I say things, I feel like I say things so harshly. But okay, I'll just say, you know, what I feel and try to talk and get it out, and hopefully I'll get to the point. Okay, let's start with how this whole thing started, how we started fighting. So I know that, you know, we were going through some issues and stuff from your past recently came up, and I feel like, this is my opinion, I feel like you're holding those things inside and you're not talking about it, and because you're doing that, it's making you angry. It's making you kind of act out. Not in a terrible way, but like, I think you're a little bit more irritable than usual, and a little bit more angry. Not a lot, but just a little bit. And babe, I just see it affecting you. And when I try to bring it up or talk to you about it, you completely just shut me down. Like, you don't want to talk about it. And I can understand not wanting to talk to me about it. I can get that because, you know, stuff that you go through in trauma is very personal, and you get to choose who you disclose that information to. I get it. But the, I think, overarching issue is, like, when it comes to super emotional things, you don't want to talk to me about it. You don't want to share that with me. And for me, it's a little bit tough because I feel like, I don't know, I felt like we were close enough for you to feel comfortable to share that. And I don't know, just with when it comes to super emotional things, I just feel like you're holding back on me sometimes, and it makes me really sad because it makes me feel like I'm not doing enough to make you comfortable to be vulnerable with me. And honestly, babe, that's all I want. I just want you to be vulnerable with me. I feel like you're shutting me out. And I just want to be close to you. I just want you to let me in. I don't want you to feel like you have to go through all of this alone. I am here for you. I'm here to support you. I'm here to make sure you're okay. I just want to share in that with you. I want you to be vulnerable with me, to be open with me. And I know for you, sometimes vulnerability is hard, but I don't know, I want to feel what you feel. I want to help you share that burden, help you share that load. I don't want you to feel like you have to go through things by yourself. I just want to be close to you, babe. And I sorry. Shit. I feel like I'm making a big deal about this because in my past, the lack of openness and vulnerability is one of the things that eventually made those relationships end. And I don't want us to end. I don't want to lose you. And I don't want to have to walk away. I love you. I am in love with you. And I want this to work more than anything. Hey, you're supposed to be fighting. Drying my tears is not a part of fighting. But do you understand what I'm saying? Look, I know this isn't something that can happen overnight, and it takes time and work, and I'm willing to, you know, be patient and be respectful of what you want to share with me and what you don't want to share with me. But I just want you to know that I'm here for you, and I want to feel with you, and I want to share in that with you. I want you to be vulnerable with me, and I want to be vulnerable with you. Do you think that's something that you could, we could work on, you know, together, being vulnerable with each other, and, you know, sharing some of our deepest thoughts and feelings and things from our past? You think it's something you could try? You'll give it a shot? Okay. Thank you, babe. I just want us to be good. I love you. Do you know that? I love you so much. Okay, can our fight be over now? I hate fighting with you. I just want to love you, like I said. Good, I'm glad it's over.